High SCER inverter versus standard AC, is the upgrade worth it in Alabama? A high SCER inverter system runs at variable speeds, removing far more moisture from your air than a standard single-stage 14.3 to 15 CER2 system. In Alabama, where the cooling season runs 8 or more months and humidity is the real comfort problem, the upgrade pays off faster than in most of the country. Most homeowners see meaningful energy savings and dramatically better indoor comfort, especially when paired with a sealed crawl space. For most Alabama homeowners, the question isn't whether a high SCER inverter system is worth it, it's how fast it pays off. A standard 14.3 to 15 CER2 single-stage system cools your home, but it cycles on and off at full blast, which is the least efficient way to run in our climate and the worst approach to humidity control. A high SCER inverter system runs at variable speeds, continuously pulling moisture out of the air and keeping your home comfortable in a way your old system never quite managed, and doing it for less money every month. What CER2 actually means? CER2, seasonal energy efficiency ratio 2, measures how efficiently your AC cools your home over an entire season. The higher the number, the less electricity it uses for the same amount of cooling. The federal minimum for new systems in the South, set in 2023, is 14.3 CER2. A high-efficiency inverter system typically lands between 18 and 26 CER2. Here's the math that matters for Birmingham and Huntsville. Moving from an older, 14 CER system to an 18 CER2 system cuts your cooling energy use by roughly a fifth. In Alabama, where you may run your AC 2,800 to 3,200 hours per year, that adds up to real money. The real difference is how they run. This is what most homeowners miss when they compare CER ratings on paper. A standard 14.3 to 15 CER2 system is single stage. It has one speed, full blast. It runs until your home reaches set point, shuts completely off, then fires back up at full power when the temperature rises. This on-off cycling is inefficient. Startups draw the most energy, and poor for humidity control, because the system doesn't run long enough at a stretch to pull adequate moisture from the air. In a Birmingham summer, that means a home that feels cool but still clammy. A high SCER inverter system has a variable speed compressor. It can run at 30%, 60%, 80%, or full capacity, depending on what your home needs. On a mild Alabama fall day, it might run at low speed for hours, quietly maintaining your temperature and continuously pulling humidity from the air. On a brutal August afternoon, it ramps up to handle the load. The result? Better comfort, lower bills, and a home that actually feels dry. Why Alabama specifically rewards the upgrade? Most CER comparison calculators are built around national averages. Alabama isn't average. Birmingham and Huntsville homeowners run their AC from late March through early November, sometimes beyond. That's 8+ months of cooling season, one of the longest in the country. The longer the cooling season, the faster a higher CER system pays back the upfront cost difference. Alabama's summer humidity is relentless, and it doesn't let up much in the shoulder seasons. A standard single-stage system handles the temperature, but often leaves homes feeling clammy even at set point. Homeowners with inverter systems consistently report their homes feel 2 to 3 degrees more comfortable at the same thermostat setting. Not because the temperature is different, but because the humidity is finally under control. That effect is even stronger when the upgrade is paired with a sealed, encapsulated crawl space, which stops ground moisture from working against your system in the first place. See what an upgrade would cost in my home, what it costs, and what you can get back. A standard 14.3 to 15 SCER2 system in the Birmingham and Huntsville market typically runs 4,500 to 7,500 installed, depending on system size and home configuration. A high CER inverter system from a reputable brand typically runs 7,500 to 13,000 plus installed. That's a real difference, and it deserves honest consideration. Here's what changes the math. Federal tax credit. The Inflation Reduction Act provides a 30% federal tax credit, up to $2,000, for qualifying high-efficiency heat pump systems, and up to $600 for qualifying AC units. This is a dollar-for-dollar reduction in your tax bill, not a deduction. Alabama Power Rebate. Alabama Power offers a $1,000 rebate for switching to a qualifying high-efficiency heat pump, It's currently available for a limited time and is scheduled to end December 1st, 2026. We'll help you confirm whether your project qualifies. Energy savings. Most homeowners see $40 to $120 per month in energy savings depending on home size and existing system efficiency. Over 15 years, that's meaningful money back in your pocket. Comfort. Harder to put a dollar on, but real. A home that feels genuinely comfortable every day of an Alabama summer is worth something. A note on the federal tax credit. The federal Section 25C credit that used to offer up to $2,000 toward a qualifying heat pump expired for systems placed in service after December 31, 2025, so it isn't available for a new 2026 installation. If your system was installed and running by the end of 2025, ask your tax professional about claiming it on your 2025 return. You can find the current picture in our Alabama Rebates and Tax Credits Guide. Who should upgrade now versus wait? Upgrade now if your system is 10 plus years old, you're facing a repair over $1,500, your home feels humid even when the AC is running, or you plan to stay in the home 5 plus more years. Consider waiting if your system is relatively new and needs a minor repair. You're planning to sell within 2 to 3 years, or budget constraints make the premium system genuinely unworkable right now. If you want to know exactly what a high CER inverter upgrade would cost and save in your specific home, call Perfect Service at 205-206-6091. We'll find the real problem, fix it right, and make sure you're not dealing with the same issue again next season. Get my upgrade numbers. Common questions about CER and inverter systems. What brands make the best inverter systems for Alabama? Carrier, Trane, Lennox, and Daikin all make strong inverter systems. The brand matters less than proper sizing and quality installation. An oversized inverter system will still short cycle in mild conditions. Will a high SEER system actually help with my humidity problem? Yes, significantly. Inverter systems are far better at humidity control than single-stage systems because they run longer at lower speeds, giving them more contact time with the evaporator coil to pull moisture out of the air. It's the single biggest comfort difference homeowners notice after upgrading. How long does it take to break even on the upgrade? For most Alabama homeowners replacing an older system, the payback period is 5 to 9 years when you factor in energy savings plus available tax credits and rebates. For homes replacing a system over 15 years old, it's often shorter. Does sizing still matter with an inverter system? Absolutely. An oversized inverter system will still short cycle in mild conditions and lose most of its humidity control advantage. Proper manual J load calculation is critical. Don't let anyone size your system by square footage alone.